This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center and Sam Whitlow. They are here. I think, Sam, you got some car shows coming up, don't you?
Yeah, and Easter egg hunt.
Well, we're going to talk about that. And Blood Center, you're active with blood drives around the area. I think every other announcement is a blood drive for you guys, which is good.
It's that time of year where we have to really have a lot of blood drives to maintain the blood supply because the weather is not very nice to us.
I think it's perfect outside.
I think it's perfect.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, makes it difficult.
Sam, let's start with you first. Because you've got Easter egg hunts, you've got car shows and that. First off, talk with us a little bit about the Easter egg hunt.
Okay, Easter egg hunt's coming up. It's April the 4th. It's on Saturday before Easter. And for the regular Easter egg hunt, we got 4,000 eggs that we got to put on the ground.
4,000?
4,000.
And these aren't actual eggs, right? These are the plastic eggs
stuffed inside
of them, right?
Right.
Okay.
And my wife, Barb, she just got done finishing up that yesterday, so we got the eggs ready. And then the Easter egg hunt, it's Beckemar School, and it starts right at noon. As soon as the whistle blows, if you're late, you're late. You just don't get nothing.
You don't get anything, huh?
Wow. So, and then at 12:30, we got another Easter egg hunt for the special needs kids.
Okay.
We got 500 eggs that we put on the ground for them and prizes and stuff. So,
what kind of prizes do you put? I mean, 4,000, that's a lot to fill those eggs with. What kind of goodies are inside? Outside of candy.
Just candy. And then we got the special eggs out there for boys and girls and three to a class. And we got, I think, 30 Easter baskets we give away. And,
wow.
And Thomas helps us with that. Mm-hmm. They come out and helps us scatter the eggs and stuff. And
we've got snow outside. And I want to warm things up a little bit. You got car shows coming up, don't you?
Yeah. We ain't got the Wolfpack scheduled yet. We don't know if we're going to have it during the party at the park or the second Tuesday in June. So okay. We got a meeting coming up, and we got to get that figured out so we could start going on it.
We'll be here before you know it.
And then Old Settlers Car Show this year. It's going to be the 2nd of August. We moved it up 2 weeks. So
that's going to catch a lot of people off guard. So, you know that, right?
So we're going to have to get some flyers passed out and stuff. And I think
Old Settlers was supposed to technically fall on my birthday this year, but that's all right. Move it up. That's all right.
Everybody wanted to move it up, and the school moves theirs up, so we got to move it up to help.
Right. Help the school district and all that.
Yeah.
So, but that car show's coming. Got moved up. Party in the Park is pending.
Yeah.
And
Shram City, we'll talk a little bit about this too right quick.
Okay.
Shram City's trying to put on a fall festival this year.
Okay.
And we're needing volunteers to help and stuff. And our next meeting's Tuesday night at City Hall at Shram City.
Okay.
And I'm thinking the second week in September would be the 12th. It'll be on a Saturday, I think, what we're going to have the date for our fall festival.
Okay. A lot of activity going out around that area. The Eagles Inc. plant, if you've driven out there, it's going down in a blaze of glory. That's going to be nice once that all gets remediated and taken care of. Sam, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much, buddy. Let's continue on. We've got Beauty and the Beast here. Mindy, talk with me about the Blood Center. What's going on with you guys?
Well, the weather's been a little rough as usual. Not as bad as last year, so I don't want to complain too much about the weather.
I don't know. You combined the snow that we've had. It was pretty close to last year.
Yeah, I think last year it might have impacted the blood center a little more because we had a lot more school closings. Mm-hmm. We had a lot more days where there was a lot of ice and inclement weather that prevented us from getting to a location.
Mother Nature knew when Casimir Pulaski Day was, so that's
Yeah, but we still had blood drives that day, so it was still a little rough. But for the most part, we're maintaining the blood supply, but we do have a blood drive today in Carlinville. If anyone can help us out, we're at the Elks Lodge. They're gracious enough to let us use their building, and the hospital auxiliary sponsors that drive. And that is going to be from noon until 6 p.m. tonight. And then, obviously, it's always the second Wednesday. We're at the Hillsboro Moose Lodge. And you guys are so kind to let us use your wonderful facility where it's nice and warm.
I don't know anything about that building. Sam, do you know anything about that building?
No,
I don't either.
Nothing?
No.
Well, we really enjoy having our blood drives there at the Moose Lodge in Hillsboro. And we've done that for some time now. And we will be there from noon to 6 as well. So anyone who can get out next Wednesday, which is the 11th, and help us out there in Hillsboro.
What church is sponsoring the one at the Moose?
The Free Methodist.
Free Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been fairly lucky with the one, especially the one in Hillsboro at the Moose, having different churches help organize and run it.
It's been really nice to have the churches step in and help us out. They come in, they do the canteen, they greet, they do all the posters and hang up the things in the community. So every month it's a different church that's sponsoring it, mm-hmm. and they have been really great.
Do you have basically all the churches, or is it just a few of them?
There's a total of 6 churches, so I think most of them.
Most of them. And that's always well attended upstairs, and that's going to be next Wednesday. Of course, you got the blood drive today in Carlinville, so there's plenty of opportunity. And I kind of joked when we went on the air this morning. It seems like there's blood drives all around. You're at the Raymond Knights of Columbus Hall.
Tomorrow is Raymond.
Yeah, you got the Farmersville Knights of Columbus Hall coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Hillsboro Area Hospital, Moose Lodge.
We were just at St. Francis in Litchfield.
How's that going now?
The drives are picking up a little bit. We're still only getting about 15 donors there. We did have a really good blood drive at the high school, which is great. So that was just last Friday. So that really helped us out because we had another high school that was out of session the day before because of all the snow they had in their area. And then they ended up not being able to host their drive on Friday because they had to do all their state ACT testing, which I guess is kind of important, but so we understand, but blood's really important too. So we really encouraged Litchfield High School to help us out and get as much units as possible, and they really went over and above and helped us out.
Now, is the school district challenge still going on?
It is. The high school challenge is still going on, and we actually have something new that's going to be starting this May.
Okay.
Any school that books a blood drive, and this is pre-K through high school, it could even be private schools that book a blood drive with us, May forward, we'll get a $250 cash scholarship for hosting a 20-unit blood drive.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It's called Life Savings Grants. It's a really great new program that we're starting, and we're very excited about it. So we are still trying to book our schedule for May. The only stipulation is that the scholarship's used for educational purposes. So if the school needs physical education equipment, PE equipment, or if the school needs, you know, a new laptop to work in the classroom with, or if they need books or, you know, any type of educational supplies, or a lot of times at the high school level, they're using them for scholarships for students to go to school. And $250 will help buy books. So they can get as many of those as they want. They can host a drive every single month. As long as it's student ran, student group sponsored, they can get the $250 scholarship.
In a world where, and we heard this on the state news capsule, where, you know, Governor Rauner is facing the $6 billion budget gap, and they're trying to figure out what to do, and education funding is one of those big ones that needs funding. But the districts need all the help that they can get.
Yeah.
And I can't see a scenario where these districts won't jump on board with this.
We've had a lot that I've contacted, have reached out to me. A lot of the schools have reached out to me and went ahead and added extra blood drives. For the May, and but we're doing them over the summer. So we've got I've got some groups that have sponsored drives, but maybe they're in the summertime. The Key Club or the NHS or even the football team is doing like a fundraising activity, like washing cars or selling pancakes or something. And what we're telling them to do is host the blood drive at your event. Mm-hmm. Give me a call at the blood center. Host the blood drive. Get your 20 units and get a $250 scholarship for your school.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's money that I have in this account sitting there waiting for schools to take advantage of it, and I'm so excited because in the past it's just been me begging, and now I actually have something to reward them with.
I can't see you being the begging type.
Yeah, well, when you need blood, you have to beg for it.
That's hard to believe, but things are going well. Obviously, we're coming up into the into the winter months and that, but blood is very crucial because even with snow on the ground, and they're calling for snow activity right now. Accidents happen, and mm-hmm. sometimes the need for blood is always there.
There's always a need for blood. Babies are born every day. You know, people are injured every day. Mm-hmm. Surgeries happen every day. Cancer patients are treated every day. None of that ever goes away. Regardless if the weather is bad or good, we've always got a need for blood. So it's something that never goes away. And, you know, in the scheme of job security, you know, blood banking is always going to be there because there will never be a substitute for blood. So we're always going to need people to help us collect blood and get the blood to the hospitals because they're always going to need it to function. One in every 10 people who's admitted to a hospital gets a blood transfusion.
And even though you may not need it now, you look ahead, you've got the summer months, people are out and about doing their thing. Blood's going to be in crucial need over the summer months. So
absolutely. We have a lot of people that postpone some of their scheduled surgeries until spring and summer because mm-hmm. who wants to be on crutches in the winter? Not me. I wouldn't want to do that. But they wait until the summer and then they have these surgeries that might need blood. But we also, 25% of our blood supply is from high school students.
That's and incredible to me.
It is incredible. I love working with high schools. They are amazing. High schools and college students are supporting over 25% of our nation's blood supply.
Right.
And that is a huge number. And when you look at the youth and you realize that you're developing a donor who's going to give for a long time, because mm-hmm. if they give in high school and they're comfortable with it, they're going to give the rest of their life because it's an easy process. And once people do it, they realize how simple it really is and how much they're really helping someone.
It always amazes me when, walked into the Moose Lodge when the blood drive goes on. How many people faint? It just cracks me. I think it's what I don't think you can go buy a blood drive without having a person faint.
I don't think no. I think that's not a true statement.
Not
I
a
think,
true statement.
I
okay.
think we get
maybe it's just me.
Maybe when you just walk in, someone's laying back. A lot of times, you'll see someone laying back, and you might have the assumption that they fainted. But really, what we're doing is we're laying them back to make them feel more comfortable, so that they don't feel lightheaded. So even if you walk in and everybody's tipped back in their chair, it's just to prevent that. And a lot of times, there's actually less than 1% of donors. Even at high schools, we'll see less than 1% of the kids will actually have a reaction. A lot of them will feel a little woozy, a little lightheaded when they start, and we'll lay them back in the chair, put a cold cloth on them, and, mm-hmm. and that passes. So it's a very small percentage that actually feel bad when they donate.
So things are going well with the blood center?
They are. They are. We're hoping to get a new blood mobile at the end of the year. Hoping.
Watch out now.
Yeah, we have three, and at one time we tried to borrow one a couple weeks ago, and we had we tried to borrow two because all three of ours were down because of the negative temperatures. They're diesel vehicles, and anybody out there who has a diesel vehicle knows what they like to run like when it's negative degrees at night and they're sitting. I mean, they're plugged in. We try to start them. We run them. You know, we put additive in. They just don't want to function.
And diesel is a lot more expensive than regular mm-hmm. gasoline.
Absolutely. But those vehicles will run a lot more miles with diesel engines, and they're, you know, they're big vehicles. So my husband has two diesel vehicles, and I know he's been using my little bitty car out of the garage to jump both of his diesel vehicles because he has to jump the truck to jump the big truck. So I know it's not just the blood center's vehicles that are having issues.
I'm thinking your husband's having a Tim Allen moment.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to see him use my car to jump his big diesel truck and then have his big diesel truck jump the bigger diesel truck so that he can work.
Welcome to Illinois.
Yeah.
Welcome to Illinois. But I'm glad to see things are going well. It amazes me, though, that the high school kids are participating in this. And
Yeah.
You know, and that's a great sign.
Yeah. Without high school donors, in the nation, without the high school donors helping us, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be able to help all of the cancer patients, because 20 to 25% of the blood supply is used for cancer patients. And everyone knows somebody affected with cancer. And 20 to 25% of the nation's blood supply is high school students.
Anyone seeking more information or would like a schedule of upcoming blood drives, because I know there's more around yeah. the area. What's the address?
They can look at bloodcenterimpact.org. They can type in their zip code and find the local blood drives in the area to sign up for. And they can call the office and schedule an appointment at 241-7550. If they want more information on the scholarship program or to sign up for a blood drive, my phone number is 241-7541.
All right. Mindy, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. Sam, we've got a couple of minutes left on the program here. You thought you got away easy, didn't you? the Easter egg hunt, are you and your wife still seeking sponsorship for the Easter egg hunt?
We got a few sponsors, yes. And we always need help the day of. And if anybody's available and wants to help, come out to Beckemar. Okay. We'll be out there from 10 to it's over with.
Okay.
And getting stuff set up and the Easter eggs. But like I said, it's the Saturday before Easter at Beckemar. And we hope to have a bunch of kids and sunshiny weather and warm.
I did look at the forecast.
Warm.
They were talking 60s.
But we
I saw 60s too. I'm excited 60s. About that.
But we had
you know
some,
what that means? People are going to be walking out in shorts.
Yeah.
But we're not used to this.
We've had some pretty chilly Easter egg hunts out there.
Well, I could imagine. And wet ones too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that one year, it was even had snow on the ground.
I think you were thinking about postponing it, weren't you, that one year because of the snow?
Yeah, I think so, but we went ahead and had it anyway. So
just give all the kids a pair of gloves. Yeah. They'll dig through the snow.
Oh,
for
absolutely.
The eggs.
And this is a big deal in the Hillsboro, TS, Stram City area because you get kids from all around. I'll even throw in caffeine in that. You get kids from all around
yeah.
that come to this.
Taylor Springs generally has it the same day and same time as ours. So.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
That's double scheduling.
Well.
But the kids like the eggs. So, well, I mean, I guess they go from one to the other.
Yeah. Well, it used to be, but it ain't like that no more. Taking away from Taylor Springs kids that away. So theirs is at noon and ours is at noon, so they can't hop around like we have ours at noon. Taylor Springs have theirs at 1 o'clock, so this is much better this way.
Now, before I move, I better not see some smoke coming up from the Hillsboro TS area now. Come on, Sam.
Okay.
But other than that, car show's still going on.
Still going on.
I'm not going to put you well, – I'll kind of put you on the spot here. Moving the car show up to for Old Settlers to August 2nd, that's going to be an interesting move. I know it gets you away from the big Edwardsville car show that always is around the same time.
Yeah, long as they don't move theirs up again, because we've had this trouble before.
No kidding. And that's always a catch-22.
We've always had ours the same day, and then they get a whim. Hey, we're going to move ours to that date. And so
I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, if not.
Oh, boy. And you're still on the Shram City board, so they can't really do anything to you because that's, abuse to a public official or something like that.
And we are going to have another band at the car show this year. We had Elvis last year.
Steve Davis,
And it worked out great. Boy, every car show after that, they want to know if we're going to have him back or something else.
You going to bring him back?
Probably not this year. Maybe next year if we do the car show. So,
all right. So a lot of activity going on. And then the fall festival, that's going to happen. Where in Shram City is that going to be held at?
That's going to be at the City Hall. I'm hoping we're going to have enough room. But
the fall festival is going to be at the City Hall?
At the City Hall this year. Because really, we don't have a perfect place yet to have it, Maybe next year.
You got that park area, but I don't know how.
Yeah,
good
but
that...
we ain't got electricity or nothing over
right.
there. So
I forgot about that. So.
So.
But it seems like everything is going well. So that's outstanding.
We're hoping, and I think we even got a band lined up for the fall festival, and hoping to get a couple more. So.
Watch it now. All right. Just
okay.
Put the brakes on this. All right. You know, you start doing this, you know, watch out. That's how you get in committees.
Yeah.
You know, Sam, Mindy, it's always a pleasure having you here. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. My guest this week, Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center, and then Sam Whitlow as well. Coming up next week on the program, Montgomery County Clerk and Recorder Sandy Lighthizer will be in. If you've driven by the historic courthouse, vote now signs are around. We're going to talk about the upcoming April elections. So stay tuned for that. Till then, so long.